You know, as practice leaders, the one thing we never have enough of is time. So today, I'm going to share a system that can transform one of the biggest time drains we all face, our internal communication, into what could be your most powerful engine for growth. And look, this is a fundamental truth I've learned the hard way over many years of practice. Our primary role, when you really think about it, isn't just treating patients. It's about building and constantly refining the systems that allow our teams to deliver exceptional care as efficiently as possible. The system I'm about to walk you through is designed to do exactly that. My name is Dr. Martin Baxman, and from what I've seen, most practices fall into one of three traps when it comes to meetings. First, the meetings become a way to avoid clinical work. Second, they happen, but absolutely nothing gets implemented afterwards. Or third, and honestly, this is the most dangerous one, they're just avoided entirely because the schedule just feels way too overwhelming. Well, today, we're going to fix that. So here's our roadmap for this session. First, we're going to diagnose the stagnation trap that holds so many great practices back. Then, I'll introduce you to the Lean Briefing solution and show you exactly how to implement it as a daily rhythm. From there, we'll talk about scaling it up for long-term growth. And finally, cover the leadership philosophy that makes this whole thing truly work and empowers your team. Here's the core problem, right? The clinical work is always right there in your face. It's immediate, it's demanding, and it's just so easy to get caught up in that day-to-day grind that we neglect the really crucial work of improving our systems. And that, right there, is the fast track to stagnation, or your practice just never evolves beyond its current limitations. So the solution isn't some small tweak. It's a complete paradigm shift. We have to move away from those long, unstructured, reactive, and, let's be honest, often time-wasting traditional meetings. Instead, we're going to embrace a lean, proactive, and dynamic briefing that actually respects everyone's time and, most importantly, drives real results. What this new paradigm does is it completely redefines what a meeting even is in the first place. I want you to forget about long, drawn-out discussions. Instead, think of these as a series of short, high-impact interactions that are specifically designed for the realities of a fast-paced clinical environment. And the beauty of this is its simplicity. The absolute core of this system is a daily briefing that lasts no more than 5 to 10 minutes. That's it. This is an investment of time that's so small yet so powerful that no practice, I don't care how busy you are, can afford not to make it. Now, beyond just the raw efficiency, this system serves a really vital psychological purpose. We call it mental hygiene. These short briefings act as a very deliberate on switch in the morning and an off switch in the evening. This helps your team mentally arrive, ready for the day, and, even more importantly, it helps them leave their work stress at the office. This is absolutely critical for preventing burnout and maintaining a healthy, high-performing team. So, let's get practical. How does this on and off switch actually translate into a daily rhythm, one that sets the tone for your entire day and ensures you're getting better, little by little, every single day? All right, the morning briefing. This is your on switch, and it is entirely proactive. We don't just glance at the calendar, we scrutinize it. We're actively looking for potential bottlenecks. You know, that 4 p.m. rush where three complex cases arrive at once, and we're planning right then and there how to pool our resources to manage it smoothly. We also assign those little non-clinical tasks, like who's following up with a referring doctor, so there's zero confusion once the day kicks off. Then, at the end of the day, after all the clinical work is done, we have our off switch. We gather for a few minutes to review the day. We talk about the wins and the points of friction. And if an issue came up, we don't just complain about it, we create a goal agreement for how to handle it next time, and we document that solution. This is how you turn every single challenge into a system improvement. And we always, always end by sharing the story of the day, some funny or heartwarming moment that reminds us why we do what we do. Okay, so these daily briefings, they're powerful for sure, but they're just the foundation. To drive true, sustainable, long-term growth, we need to layer this daily habit into a much broader communication strategy. And this is what that layered system looks like. It's really quite simple. The daily briefings handle all the immediate operational stuff. Those briefings then feed insights into our monthly deep dive sessions, where we solve the bigger, recurring problems. And that, in turn, informs our quarterly intensive training. You see, each layer builds intelligently on the last. So once a month, we block out 3.5 hours specifically to tackle those bigger issues that we've identified in our daily briefings. We use this time for targeted, structured problem solving. And if the team is large, we break out into what I call pizza-sized groups. My rule is, if you can't feed the group with a single pizza, it's too big for efficient problem solving. This makes sure that everyone actually contributes. Then, every 3 months, we dedicate a full day to intensive training. This is our chance to bring in an external expert or maybe conduct deep workshops on site to really embed new skills into our team. And we often end these days with a relaxed social activity, which is just fantastic for strengthening team cohesion and building our overall practice culture. Now, this entire system, the daily, the monthly, the quarterly, it's incredibly effective. But I have to be clear, it will only succeed with the right leadership philosophy behind it. And that philosophy is built on empowerment, not on control. This is huge, and it's why I am so insistent on rotating the leadership of the daily briefings. When every single team member has to take a turn leading, it completely changes the dynamic. It gets rid of the dreaded boss monologue. It skyrockets engagement because everyone has a stake. And it organically develops leadership skills across your entire staff. This is how you create a powerful sense of shared ownership over the practice's success. So the big takeaway here is this. This layered system isn't about having more meetings. Not at all. It's about creating a structured, predictable rhythm for continuous improvement. This is how you build a practice that is constantly evolving, day by day, month by month, but without all the chaos that usually comes with unstructured change. So I'll leave you with this one question to think about for your own practice. Take an honest look at how you and your team communicate. Is it a source of energy, clarity, and forward momentum? Or is it just an unstructured source of drag? The answer to that question will tell you exactly where your greatest opportunity for growth lies. Thank you.